Four-star General Michael Hayden served Presidents Clinton, Bush, and Obama in top intelligence posts and has watched all of this unfold, including the curious self-destruction of General Michael Flynn, a one-time colleague. General Hayden, welcome.
Oh, thanks very much. Good to be back, John.
So lots of details here and, you know, added to the details that we already know. Can I just get a general assessment of General Michael Flynn? You've worked with him. I mean, you know him, right?
Yeah. Mike was tactically brilliant, operationally very sound. He was Stan McChrystal's two, his head of intelligence for all that terrorist hunting that was so successful from our Joint Special Operations Command. But I think Mike coming into the national scene was very unfamiliar turf for him. And I don't think he was a very good fit for the job that the president selected him for.
Except even beyond that, I mean, it seems as though, as you say, he had a distinguished career within the Pentagon and then moving into the national security realm, did what a lot of people in the Pentagon do, you know, anticipated some sort of political career beyond the Pentagon and so began campaigning for a Republican. Okay, that's nothing terribly unusual, but it seems as though at a certain point, he just, I don't know, he drank some sort of Kool-Aid and all of a sudden he's just talking to the Russians. What's going on here?
Well, you know, at the tactical level, breaking China is occasionally very, very useful. At the national geostrategic level, breaking China can be very, very dangerous. And I think what we had here was a man whose entire life experience was in one environment, and he took the tools that seemed to have worked over there to the national level. And, you know, there are an awful lot of minefields out there, and I don't mean people ought to get them. I just mean this is the kind of stuff that has to be carefully, closely coordinated. And, John, let me give you an additional thought, all right? This was a perfect storm. General Flynn coming out of government a bit angry, feeling a bit disrespected, passionate about some things, working for a president who had those same attitudes. They kind of fed off of one another. And my reasoning back before all this, I thought Mike was an ill fit for the job because what President Trump needs is someone to calm him down, not someone to accelerate him. And I fear as if we've got this convergence and it just headed to a very dark place. You probably tell, John, I'm trying to be very careful here not to condemn or criticize a fellow officer who's had a great career, but clearly, based upon particularly the events of yesterday, made some serious missteps here.
Although, you know, he watched McChrystal go up in flames for talking to a magazine. I mean, I mean?
Look, and one of the subplots is that early in the transition, when the Trump campaign began to bring in some of the more traditional national security types, you know, the ones who kind of knew how the plumbing worked here in Washington, during one of those early transition meetings, the leader of the so-called landing team for national security specifically told General Flynn, be careful talking to the Russians. Let me get you the CIA biography on Ambassador Kislyak. And so there were already these kinds of signs, I think, that folks more familiar with how this stuff works were a bit ill at ease with what they saw happening.
All right. So let's look at the hearings. What did you make of the body language from Clapper? I mean, he did not want to be there.
No, of course he didn't want to be there. He's recently retired, but Jim went out and did his duty, and you saw the Jim Clapper that I know, incredibly honest, slightly irascible, and just speaking very, very candidly, because look, you saw two career government professionals testifying yesterday, Jim and Ms. Yates. And John, I've got to tell you, the only safe haven for a government professional in issues like this is the truth. And I knew when I saw the lineup for this hearing, one, this was not going to be a happy day for the White House, who have tried to spin all of this in every possible direction. And number two, this wasn't going to settle things down. This was going to excite this issue.
Since you mentioned truth, I mean, you know, a lot of people remember that when asked by Ron Wyden about the domestic surveillance, James Clapper did not tell the truth. Is this a matter of, you know, fool me once, fine, but fool me twice, no way?
Look, Jim is always honest. That was a horrible answer to an even more horrible question, a question that Senator Wyden already knew the answer to. In fact, everybody on the dais and all the staffers behind the people on the dais knew the answer to the question. Senator Wyden wanted to get Jim to admit a classified program in open session, and Jim handled the question incredibly clumsily. I think he'd like to do a do-over, go back to the bag, get another ball, and hit it again. But it wasn't dishonesty.
Going to Yates now, first of all, without talking about Yates for a second, based on what we know with the addition of Yates' testimony, did DOJ warn the Trump administration about Michael Flynn to the extent that they should have taken swift action?
So, John, pre-hearing, before yesterday, my take on this was, if the acting attorney general calls the White House counsel and says, I got to come talk to you right away, that should be a tectonic shift inside the West Wing of the White House. And then yesterday we learned that happened not once, but twice in personal meetings and an additional phone call. And the tone of the conversation was intensely serious, and that this is a big deal. I searched for explanations as to then what happened, and I come up with two or three that created that inexplicable 18-day delay. One, I think, was just chaos and incompetence. All right. It's still not all that tightly run, a White House, but back then it was chaotic. Second, I think there was contempt for the members of the former administration that were kept on. We don't have to pay attention to these people. And then I do think that the president has a powerful sense of loyalty to people who have been very loyal to him. And as you've already expressed, they did have that bond, General Flynn and President Trump. And I think all three of those got in the way of making the kind of swift decision that was necessary. And only the public outing of the plot line forced the issue.
All right. So we've got a warning from the President Obama to President-elect Trump 48 hours after the election, which, you know, make what you will of the specific language. Then you have, as you've just itemized, all these other warnings about Flynn. Spicer yesterday in the White House briefing says, you know, it was a joke. It was an offhanded comment. What do you make of that assessment to the American people?
Look, I don't want to be overly dark here, all right?
Please be overly dark.
This White House has a strained relationship with the truth, and they find it they find themselves unable just simply to admit facts that seem obvious to the rest of us. What, 10 days ago, John, you had the President of the United States still questioning whether or not the Russians were the ones who actually did all this stuff.
Finally, you and I are old enough to remember the 18 minutes on the White House tape and the Nixon Watergate scandal. We got the 18 days now. Do you think Flynn was capable of being blackmailed, as Yates finally said in her testimony?
I think it's a vulnerability. And John, we're really sensitive about this stuff. I think most Americans would be shocked at the kind of information people like Mike Flynn, me, Jim Clapper, have to give over to the government, and things that you and I would think, no one could ever use that to blackmail me. I would never, you know, yield to that kind of pressure. The government takes very, very seriously. And so it's not a moral judgment as to whether Mike would or would not have caved. All right. It's just simply, we don't go there. We don't give people clearances who have these vulnerabilities, no matter the strength of their character.
General Hayden, thank you so much.
Okay, John, thank you.